Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And we're going to be talking trees today. And before we get into the details, we want to promote a couple of events coming up. Actually, there are a couple of sessions taking part of one event that we talked about in past weeks with John White, and that was the Sun Country Landscape Conference. And there's a conference that's happening, or a session that's happening for professionals like architects and landscape planners. And there's a session that's also happening for homeowners as well. So, you know, briefly, just give us a brief overview of the one for professionals.
Oh, definitely. Well, the one for professionals is geared for planners and architects, like you mentioned. It's going to be held here at UTEP at the Natural Gas Conference Center. And the really great thing about that is that our lunch speaker is going to be Christy Tenek, the landscape architect who designed the Centennial Plaza as well. So she'll be speaking on that campus transformation project. And then later on that day, she will also be leading a tour of the Centennial Plaza. So it's a really great way to be able to learn about not just UTEP, but the entire city is looking for to, you know, increase more urban tree canopy cover, because we really are low as far as our percentage of canopy cover as compared to other Southwest cities. And then the following day, Saturday morning, we have a program geared for the homeowner. So sometimes when you talk about zoning and coding and large scale commercial properties, you can't really reach the homeowner that well. So we're going to have one of our speakers come in and give a half day session on trees and tree care and sustainability and diversifying your canopy cover as well, because sometimes we kind of see the same trees planted over and over in our area. They may not be the best trees for our area, and there's a lot more to be able to look and expand our palette as homeowners. So I encourage anyone who's interested to visit the West Texas Urban Forestry website. That's WTUFC.org. That'll give you all of the registration links for those individual programs.
And again, that professional session is going to be happening on Friday, November 20th. That's an all-day session, 8:30 to 4:30. And then the next day is that homeowner session. We're going to touch upon maybe briefly some tree issues today. Yeah. But if you want to get a whole lot more on tree information, tree care, pruning, etc., make sure you attend the one on Saturday, November 21st, 8:30 to noon. And there's only a $15 fee if you register before November 6th. And that's a bargain with all the information that you're going to get.
Right, exactly. So take advantage of that. Space is limited, so make sure that you make your reservations online.
We have a link to that website on our website at ktep.org. Just go to the Good to Grow page and all the details of the Sun Country Landscape Conference are there. Okay, so let's talk trees. And trees are an issue here in El Paso. Again, like you were saying, we don't have nearly enough of them. But people may be thinking, well, trees, they require so much water and it's just so much labor to take care of them. But it's so important to sort of have that cooling effect here in the region, because like if you go anywhere and there's not enough trees, but there's plenty of concrete, you can actually feel the heat difference. Like when you're going to different parts of town, you're going to parts that are maybe a little bit more rural, like in the valleys, it's cooler. You go out more into the central part of the city and it's hotter. And trees and ground cover really will help reverse that effect.
Right, exactly. And there's a couple of misconceptions on trees that, first of all, they take a lot of water. And that's not true if you got the right tree selected for your own backyard. And I think we've even broken it down on how much it takes to water your tree for an entire year. And it's, you know, pennies to the dollar. So don't overlook that. And then, yes, the other thing on that is just the overall benefit of the trees. I mean, you talk about a lot of different correlations that there are as far as tree canopy. I mean, they even can correlate the amount of trees in an area to get that to community health or even crime rates, you know. So these green spaces do add a very positive effect. It's not just the oxygen that they're putting into the air or the pollutants that they're sequestering. So you have to really think about trees overall. And I know that sometimes if you're like flying into town, like we're in an island out in West Texas. So as you're coming in, you start seeing, you know, greener areas, and all of a sudden all those mulberry trees and Italian cypress come into view and you're like, yes, I'm home. It's El Paso. But there's a lot of things that we can do, and there's a lot of appropriate trees that we can choose to be able to green up our area and also bring in some other benefits as well.
So where do we start? If we're thinking about planting trees, we've mentioned this before in the past that fall is the time to plant. So this is the perfect time to plant. And maybe somebody is looking to put a tree in their yard. What do they need to take into consideration when they finally go out to look for that right tree for their yard?
Okay, so wonderful. What you want to start off with is what you want that tree to do. Do you want that tree to provide shade? Okay, wonderful. Do you also want it to flower? That's another selling point on trees. How about the fruit? You know, once the seed pods mature, like in desert willows or mesquite, you're going to start having those pod dropping into your property as well. Can you tolerate that?
Yeah, so there's some litter involved with a lot of these trees.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want to, if you're looking for that, then you want to look at, you know, the desert willow that has not as large pods and they'll stay on the branches longer. So that one's usually the bubba desert willow. So things certainly like that, that you have to take into consideration. But really it all starts in your own property, in your backyard or your front yard. How much space do you have? And you really want to look at a tree and those dimensions at its mature size, because the tree likes that area that it's planted. It's really going to grow out and can easily dwarf a house, if you will, if it's either planted too close or it's just too big of a tree in a small lot. So think about the mature size in that. So you want it to grow, so give it space to grow.
Yeah, I think we've seen a lot of instances where people put, you know, a nice cute little tree up against their house because, oh, it's going to give us shade. And next thing you know, that tree is encroaching upon your roof. The roots are sort of damaging the base of the house, and so it's going to cause more damage. So you might as well put it a little further away. It may not be providing shade right away, but that's what time does. Within time and before you know it, you're going to be getting shade.
Right, exactly. It's very, really true. And you want to make sure that you plant your trees on the west side, southwest side, and that's going to give you the afternoon shade. Mm-hmm. So as the sun goes into the sky, it's going to start shading your area. So it's important to know which way your house sits on your property as well. And then also to look if there's any other constricted hardscapes, you know, your rock wall, you don't want to plant it too close on that. You know, you want to make sure that you're able to go around to prune all sides if you need it. But also overhead utilities. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great trees that are out there, and then they put them right under power lines, and that tree is just going to grow right into there and then may cause some damage. But also, more importantly, it's going to stay small. And if you get a big size tree and you put it into a space that you're never going to get the full potential out of it, it's kind of a waste of energy and a waste of time and resources to be able to do that. Always consider what that long-term benefit of that tree is going to be. I mean, hopefully you want to plant a tree and not see it, you know, die. You know, it's gonna live on for generations, because you have so many mature trees in the area too. So think about that. It's really that long-term investment.
Now, let's talk about the holes that people need to dig for these trees, because I know that sometimes you get the tree, you bring it home. Oh, gosh, now I got to dig the hole. How deep do I dig that hole?
Yeah, definitely. So you want to make sure that when you buy your tree, it's either going to come in one or two ways. It's either going to be a ball and burlap tree, or it's going to come in a container. And that can be just a very large nursery can or even a box, depending on how big of a tree that you buy. And once you get it home, you want to make sure that you prep the hole that you're going to plant it in there. Don't worry so much about going deep. I mean, don't go deeper than that
root ball
volume at all. Worst case scenario, shallow is a little bit better than just too deep. So keep that in mind. The biggest thing you want to consider on that planting hole is the width or that diameter. And you want to make sure that you go wide enough, far enough, so that you can dig up that soil around there. You want to have that loose, friable soil. That way, those roots can certainly start mining and going in there and growing into its new home. And then you always want to kind of test it. You know, if you have a container tree, take it out, put it in the hole. Oh, it's too deep. Too shallow, you know, and kind of find that where, so that when you start looking at that trunk flare, it just sits just right on your root ball. There's no need to add any type of amendments or fertilizer. When you do transplant, you know, and use that existing soil, that native soil that you just dug up, put it back in to fill in the area. I mean, there's no, we don't need to make a artificial soil around there. You want to make it start getting used to that native soil that it's in. And then don't forget to water it. Water it in. You know, it's really important. That's also going to add to the settling effect of the of the soil itself.
Yeah, because sometimes if you've, just what I do usually if I'm planting a small tree or something, I'll always try to make sure that after I plant it that I sort of compact that soil because, you know, later there may be, you know, air pockets in there and then your tree is going to start to sort of lean crookedly.
Yeah, you want to make sure that it sits well and secure in the soil itself. And I mean, you don't need to pound it in. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you want to make sure that you do have enough, you know, those pore space open in the soil. But you want to make sure that it's nice and firm. And the way to do that is just to test it and irrigate that. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks wonderful. It looks great. You got your tree in your new home. And then one of the best things to do is put mulch around the newly planted tree. You're not going to get any type of Bermuda grass to grow under your tree for very long if you're doing anything right, because that canopy is going to cover and those leaves are going to shade the grass. But the best thing to really put in is like an organic mulch, like pecan shells, or they sell all sorts of different bark at your garden center. You know, put that around there. It's a good way to reduce evaporation or the water loss that you put into the tree itself. And it's also a nice indicator to tell yourself and remind yourself not to get too close with your lawnmower if you're planted
there goes the trunk.
Exactly. And then if ultimately there goes your tree and you hit that with that string trimmer for too many times. But yeah, so the mulch looks decorative. It looks nice, but it does actually serve a purpose.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I know this is kind of an important detail. You're actually, you're at the nursery, you buy the tree. How are you going to take it home?
Oh, you got that's, I think, one thing people would kind of overlook. First of all, you have to get a good truck, a big enough truck, or you're going to have to pay for delivery. If you are going to take your tree home with you, make sure that you secure it properly. And there's a rule of thumb that you shouldn't drive faster than 45 miles per hour with any kind of plant material in the back of a truck. So all of those vehicles that you see on the freeway are not good to transport your trees. If you want to take it down Mesa, that's fine. You should be going less than 45 miles an hour.
Go off the freeway.
Go off the freeway.
Go the long way home.
Exactly. Take the scenic route home. But if you need to transport it and you need to go a little bit longer distance or a little bit faster, you know, for a longer time, take an old sheet with you and cover up the tree in the bed of the truck. And that's going to really reduce that stress. There's like a very, very thin layer of air right on the leaf surface. And if that gets disrupted, then that's what the tree kind of looks like. It's stressed out. It kind of looks like it's water stressed, even though the container may be nice and moist. So that's what's going on. And a lot of that has to do with transport stress. So make sure that you plan ahead or buy it and set it aside and come back for it later or do something. Make some arrangements for that. But so, you know, I kind of cringe when I see trucks with loaded with trees in the back of their pickups.
Well, we never really got a chance to talk about maybe tree selection for like different soil types, but that's what the Master Gardeners are there for. And the number to call for any questions for the Master Gardeners is 771-2354, 771-2354. Call the Master Gardeners and they'll be able to give you way more details than we can in the 15 minutes that we have together. And we want to thank you so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.